You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
So once I found out about the facts of life, my dad was like, thinking he had a 16-year-old, but I was 9. So he was telling me jokes he should not have told me. And here's a couple of them. 9 years old, my dad just told me, like, dick jokes. And I'm like, why? And what happened was, we just had a lot of people pass away. And that's not even funny, because they did. And so to get out of it, we did gallows humor. So my dad would just tell me dirty shit to make me feel better. And he was wrong. He made a mistake, because I was 9. I didn't know nothing at all. And now I'm all grown up, and I'm on Twitter, and people send me dick pics. And then I block them, so I'm a cock blocker. And let us pray. So my dad tells me a joke. My dad says, a man is accused of having sex with a sheep. And I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. I just found out what sex is. What's the guy making, a centaur? Is he a minotaur? What's he making? You can't have sex with a sheep. And so the guy's accused, and there's a trial, and the judge says, we have a witness, his 20-year-old son, that's going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he did not have sex with a sheep. And they bring the kid up, and they say, what's your name? And the guy goes, Max, and that's a joke. It's an old joke. So I didn't laugh. I didn't get it. I didn't know what he was talking about. I kind of laughed at the sound of the goat, because I like Pinocchio. And you're going to be a real boy. And then 20 years later, a friend tells me the joke, and I literally laughed for 10 minutes, because it was like, oh my God, that's what it meant? That is fucked up. What was wrong with my dad? And then he told me another one, similarly inappropriate. If you know it, don't worry about it, because people know it. Tarzan meets Jane for the first time and says, meet Tarzan, what name? She says, Jane. He says, what whole name? She says, vagina. What whole name? What is your whole's name? 30 years it took me to understand that joke. And no fucking clue. So this, to me, I'm comfortable here. This is where I'm the most comfortable. This is like being in a living room with you people. I get to talk to you. I get to know about you. I know most of you are in rehab. I'm wishing you the best. But I mean, I get... if I'm dirty here, if I say anything that offends anybody, basically, I'm not like that in my real life. So what I'm telling you is I'm the only television father left that you can trust. That's what I'm telling you. I don't wear a cardigan sweater and have a pill dispenser and go, hey, hey, hey. I'm not doing that. Want a pudding pop? Now, Bill Cosby, I don't know if you heard about it with all that's going on. I mean, with all the politics, that's like a relief. He was one of my idols. That guy was one of my icons. And when you watch an icon fall, I mean, I used to love his work. And it's just strange. And he now claims that he is legally blind so that he cannot identify women who are saying that he molested them sexually. But if you say that, isn't that like saying that if you weren't blind, that you could identify the women that are accusing you? If I was blind, I could definitely identify women that I had sexually molested. I'd be like, oh, that's not her, Your Honor. Oh, definitely not her. That's her. I know her. That's Kathy. She's got a fever. Now you have to write like Sharpie pen numbers on there. But if Bill Cosby was reading Sharpie pen numbers, it would mean he could see them, which means he's not blind. Arrest my case. Thank you very much. Well, that didn't deserve that, but thank you. But you just want things to be okay, especially if you have children. I have 3 beautiful children. They're all old now. They're 85, 72. I got them walkers with little tennis balls on them so they don't skid. As I said, I've been divorced for 20 years. I've had 5 girlfriends in that amount of time. I was in love with one girl for 25 years, and she's 30 now. So I went to prison. Prison's fucking great. You never know when you're gonna get nailed. It's awesome. Your butt's a fondue pot. It's just fantastic. It's not bad to be raped if you know the right people. Hey, I apologize. I don't want to offend any rapists that might be here tonight. That's an upsetting word to laugh at. But actually, I did meet a woman, and I had 5 girlfriends. I had to put them all down. And I would take like 2 years off. I would lose my mojo. I don't know what happened. I would concentrate on work and stuff and be a dad. And I said to a friend of mine, I don't know what to do. I think I lost my mojo. And he said, Bob, you got to get back up on the horse. And I said, I want a woman, bro. I do have a wonderful girlfriend now. She's a woman. She's a... Well, in L.A. Hollywood bullshit, it's legally it's supposed to be, you know, half your age plus seven is appropriate for an older man to date a younger woman. But I was doing the plus seven, but I wasn't doing the half your age, so I went to prison again. And, man, they went at me. I had to duct tape my butthole shut. I didn't have to. I just liked it. But this wonderful woman that I met, I'm laughing alone. I don't give a fuck. This wonderful woman I met, she's 37, she's grown up, and I wanted to buy her a nice gift. And I said, hey, I got a choice for you here. I can buy you a beautiful chest of drawers, or for the same price, I could get a vasectomy. What do you think? And maybe they don't seem to weigh out the same. And she said, let's just get the chest of drawers, Bob. And I said, okay, so I bought her this beautiful chest of drawers, and then I slammed my dick in it 1,500 times. You know, just so we both get something out of it. A friend of mine, my age, married a woman half his age plus seven. He did it correctly, and he just had a baby. And she was pregnant. And I said, "May I feel the baby kick?" And she said, "Yes, Bob, but could you do it externally this time? Because I'm very, very touchy feely."
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original. And produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.